This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired.
Where did this come from? I mean, I don't care. You can rejoin anything you want. What's up there, buddy?
Are you talking Tyreek and his new contract?
Oh. And he began to speak. He said, hey, so Omar's telling me no matter what, Tyreek, if he doesn't get it done, he's like, all right, I tried, and let's get it.
No, that's what
you're saying.
We're at the please give me a new contract situation. We're not at that. Give me that damn deal yet. We're not there yet, Joe.
Well, because he's still trying to pump up Tua.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that throws him the ball. By the way, they had great connection last year, and I understand it. But, oh, and by the way, yeah, I'd like to get mine taken care of, too. I'm expecting my agent to do, what'd he say, great things. I'm expecting my agent to do some great things for me, Drew Rosenhaus.
I mean, Tyreek has got a great contract already. And here's the thing that people don't realize. I mean, you know, I love contracts, and I love the business of the NFL, so I stay on top of it. But Tyreek's deal, as it is structured, even though the last year's fake and he'll never see it, so he's basically got two more years of his deal. Now, the guaranteed money's up after this season.
Right.
And players, when
they like guaranteed money.
Yeah, especially the high-level players.
You like guaranteed money just in case something happens, you can't play again.
If you're a top 50 player in the NFL, you're not playing without guaranteed money on the back end of your deal, which is why you see new contracts get restructured all the time. But even under his existing deal, Tyreek is still the third highest paid receiver in the NFL behind Justin Jefferson and behind Cooper Kupp. And I only deal with real money. I only deal with what's going in your paycheck. So I'm not counting Davante Adams' fake deal, because he'll never see the final 2 years of his deal. So he's really making $22.2 million a year. Tyreek is still going to make he's still going to average $23.9 million on the real years of his contract. The Dolphins aren't cutting him next year. They're just going to figure out a way to rework it, depending on how he performs. Yeah. And give him more guaranteed money. But he's still the third highest paid receiver in the league.
Well, I want him happy.
Yeah, you definitely, everybody wants him happy.
I got to keep him the happiest.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my mindset. I initially wrote, when they began the offseason, one of the easiest things that you could have done was restructure Tyreek Hill's deal, and it would save you $14 million in cap space.
So let's get to the other thing, the Tua contract. You've written a zillion stories for the Miami Herald on this thing. So now everything's gone up because these contracts with Goff and Lawrence have gone up. And I just feel like the teams over there rolling their eyes, like, what the hell just happened? Did they get ambushed and not know?
Nope.
They
can't. Nope.
Should have done this earlier.
Should have done it earlier.
Didn't do it.
Should have done it when.
Didn't want it. They were afraid to be the first ones.
No, you should have been the first one. You should have been racing to be the first one, because the first one's the cheapest one. Like, what deal got done first?
I knew you were going to ask me. There was something else.
I mean, last year Joe Burrow, and this is the thing. Earlier this summer I had an agent friend of mine do a contract for Tua, do a contract that works for both parties, and we talked about it on air. And the contract, the numbers of the contract, puts him ahead of Joe Burrow's deal, which would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and at the time when the agent proposed a contract, he basically told me the same thing Tua tells you. The market's the market. Like, you're not going – I mean, no agent who has a quarterback, because they're only – quarterbacks are boutique. You know, it's hard for you to get a quarterback unless you're a quarterback agent. So all of those guys all sign with the same group of agents, and all of those agents work together. You think Tua's agent and Jordan Love's agent aren't working together right now? Or Tua's agent and Trevor Lawrence's agent aren't working together right now? They're all in this together.
Well, some of them don't like each other.
They compete, but they still talk.
I know for a fact some of them don't like each other because I listen to them badmouth each other.
They compete with each other.
And they think they take each other's clients.
Yeah, I mean, but the quarterback guys, they're all competing. They're all competing for the same guys.
Let me move on this whole thing with is the team 100% sold that Tua's the man now and 5 years from now?
Yes, I think so. They've never denied it. They've never prepared. And here, you know, and they believe in Tua. That's not the question or the concern.
Well, he's a quarterback right now for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't care who whether you like him or not. He's our guy.
You know why the deal hasn't gotten done? And this is my true honest
guarantee thing. Money.
Guaranteed money.
I was going to let you have to finish that.
That's
what's holding.
And here's the other thing that's holding up the deal. Who are they competing against? Why do they have to do this right now at his price? Who are they competing against? The only downside of not doing the deal now is you wait and the price goes up.
So if he has another year and plays even better, he's going to do what Christian Wilkins did and say, you know what? Now it went up. You told me I needed to do this and this. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and by the way, the cap's going to go up and everything's going to go up.
Yeah, cap always goes up. But
anyway, so.
But then they just tag him. And then you tag him. Okay, you could only do that for 1 year. You could do that for two if you want.
You could do that for two. You don't want a salty quarterback running around.
But that's it. And that's my thing.
You don't want a guy salty listen, he looked half salty when he was telling you guys those comments.
He wouldn't say salty.
I know. I heard that. He said, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Pissed? They were going on. Upset?
That was me. That's a lot.
Irritated?
Yeah. Nah. He was, you know, he's a little bothered. He's a little uncomfortable. But I'm glad he spoke because everything he said is relevant to what's going on right now. Like, he has taken this personal.
You think Mike's in an awkward situation?
Absolutely. Mike admits he's in an awkward situation.
Yeah, okay. I've been saying that too.
Mike doesn't even deny. He's like, I stay out of it. Yeah. That's Chris Greer's job.
No, 100%.
I need to be his coach and his buddy, and I need to work. But here's the thing, and this is where Tua has the leverage, and this is where Tua has a little bit of control. He could show up to training camp, because he'd be dumb if he didn't show up to training camp. He could show up to training camp, and he could basically not participate, and that would set the team back. But whose fault is it that he's not participating?
Well, it's going to be obviously the fans that feel each way are going to be the ones that don't like him are going to be pissed he's not there, and you should have taken care of him.
You had 6 months. You had 6 months to get this done.
I'm just going to say it's a bad look if he didn't show up.
No, he's got to show up. But by CBA rules, he doesn't have to participate.
I think he's made his point already.
No.
What do you mean, Mace point? He wants a new contract.
Okay, yeah, he wants a new contract, but what do you do when they don't give you the new contract? What do you do then? You don't participate.
So you're going to show up, but you're not going to do anything.
That's what Christian did. That's what Xavier did. So now that it's different when it's a quarterback, right? This will be the first time a quarterback has done that.
Yeah.
If that's where we go, how do you fix it? And how much does it hurt your team?
What hurts the team?
That's the worst case scenario. But then
it hurts the team.
And whose fault is that? Whose fault would that be?
Well, the team's going to say we made a good offer and he didn't take it. I don't know what the you don't know what the offer is yet.
I don't know what the offer is.
So anyway, listen, we got to go to break here. We'll come back and talk more about this. But we got a big celebration going on, and we don't want to forget about Panthers and that championship and the Fort Lauderdale. Bo's Beach House, man, we'll be there from 10 to 1 doing a show for Championship Parade on A1A. It is going to be a blast. Our 8th championship here in South Florida. We haven't had a lot of them. But I got to tell you, I know a guy that's going to make it real special for Panthers fans. Bob Ibach's back with us this morning. Bob, I am jacked up. Somebody got some of the stuff that you guys have from Nyko Sports and was bragging about all the great stuff to really have a piece of this championship, man. It's great to have you on a Friday.
Well, listen, Joe, nice to be with you. I know we talked about this earlier in the week, and, boy, we got a great, great response from your fine audience, and we're getting close to the finish line. I say we're in the red zone, to use a football term.
Okay.
We're talking about hockey here.
That's right.
And what a great parade coming up on Sunday, and I wish I could be down there to look at it, because I love a parade. And having been with the Chicago Cubs for many years in my career, I don't get a chance to see a lot of parades. So if you're a Florida Panthers fan, you're going to want to grab a piece of paper, pen, whatever you use to go ahead and jot things down, because we are only down the last few hundred of these, a replica, 8-inch replica Stanley Cup trophies. They are gorgeous. They're made of rosin. They also come with a full-size official championship hockey puck.
Wow.
It's a limited edition. It's only going to be $119.95. You get both of those items. It's exclusive to Nyko Sports. And only 2,024 of these will ever be made. Like I said, we only have a few hundred left. And I think these will be sold out by parade time on Sunday. And what you'll get on that hockey puck, we have listed the entire Panthers roster right on there. It's a limited edition. You'll also have some information about how they got and beat Edmonton in the 7-game. We'll have all the scores there, Lightning, Bruins, Rangers, and the Edmonton 7-game series. Here's how you can go ahead and get these. But I would hurry up and do this, and also know a portion of the proceeds are going to the Florida Panthers Foundation, a great group that we've worked with in the past. Here's how you can get them. The toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. Again, that number is 1-800-345-2868. Or, Joe, just go right to the website. We've got a nice website. You can see the Stanley Cup trophy there. It is beautiful. NykoSports.com. 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 If you've never been able to touch the official Stanley Cup, and I've done it twice when I was in Philadelphia many, many years ago when they were the Broad Street Bullies, I'll tell you, it's an amazing trophy. Probably, I think, the greatest trophy in all of sports, and I know everybody's going to enjoy that parade. So get yourself something really, really cool. You'll be sad if you don't get one of these. They're not going to be sold anywhere else.
Yeah.
Again, that number, 1-800-345-2868 or NykoSports.com, NykoSports.com. And have a great weekend and enjoy that parade on Sunday.
Hey, Bob, I got to tell you, man, to be able to get the cup and the puck, because you know Panther fans right now and new Panther fans are buying everything. I don't know if you've heard. They can't keep anything in right now. So this is great. We only have a few hundred left. Want people to jump on at $119.95 to get all this great stuff and a great way and to really enjoy it and have something with you for this A championship here in South Florida. Bob, it's great having you. I really appreciate you coming on again. I thought it was important because the parade's on Sunday to do it again this morning. So I really appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Thank you.
Well, Joe, one last question. Have you ever, in your athletic career, and you had a great one, have you ever shot a hockey puck toward a net?
No, but you know what they did? We did old promotion where I got in the net with all the goalie equipment, and a couple of guys that had a little hockey experience to them took shots, and I have great respect for
goalies.
I'll
tell you what, I could see you in the net. But you're not like Big Bob.
No. No, he got a lot more courage than I do to start with. Boy, he was something else. You're right. Hey, Bob, thank you, buddy.
Hey,
you
Joe, take care. It's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, you too. Bob Ibach talking about Nyko Sports, man. Check it out, www.nykosports.com, and get all the information, but jump on this if it's something you got a birthday coming up and you want somebody in the family to really enjoy it to put in that bedroom or in that sports room you may have and everything else. We're going to go to break here. We got a lot more to get to here. We're just starting to get Omar Kelly going this morning.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, and good Friday morning to everybody out there.
You got to let Tupac ride a little bit, Joe.
I didn't know who this was. I didn't know
it's me against
Tupac.
The world. Tupac, me against the world. Two has got to feel that right now. He's going to be talked about for the next 4 weeks till this deal gets done. Dolphins are going to embarrass him. Because he's not paying attention, because that's not Tua. Tua doesn't pay attention to the national media. But the number one story in the
NFL... So Tua doesn't... Then how... Tua hears everything.
No, he gets advised everything. He does not pay attention to ESPN and all that.
So Ryan Clark said something about him being chunky. How did he...
It was brought to his attention. It was brought to his attention because he had to address
it. But it's the same thing. Whether you follow everything or you have people around you, it's the same thing. Matter of fact, it's worse when you have friends and relatives telling you, bro, this dude, man, he's a punk. This dude, you know what he said about you?
There you go.
You don't think it's happened to you? Would they hear your stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know. My favorite, this is what I've learned about my career. My favorite or least favorite moment always happens in training camp. When some veteran has been told what I've said about him, and then he says to somebody, man, who is this Omar Kelly? And then they're like, okay, I'll point him out to you. And it never fails. Training camp will happen.
Your name gets mentioned two or three times. You want me to go through
like,
the list?
They'll be like, and so a veteran will point me out, literally point me, and then the guy's walking up to me. I'll be like, oh, damn, what'd I say? Well, I got.
Well, you know, usually.
Nah, sometimes.
You got an idea when you say, like, which guys. I mean, you got.
Hey, sometimes. You got, I say so much, Joe.
You got Jalen Phillips, like, you're talking about he ain't going to be back to October. You got him motivated. You did the team a big favor on that one.
Oh, you know what's my
but
favorite?
I got to tell you, man, I think most people think it is going to be an October date for him because they're going to take their time sure he is 100.
Absolutely. And they should.
They're like, okay, now you're pushing off that thing with confidence. You're running around.
If he doesn't start training camp on the PUP, the Dolphins are dummies. Like him and Bradley Chubb.
I don't want him.
No. If you
want to do that, okay. If Dr. Dummy, it's a conservative team now, man.
It's
the game has changed.
But you got
to biggest
start
change in professional football. Is how conservative doctors are now compared to what they were.
They
biggest
used to
difference.
Push you out there, huh, Joe?
I'm just saying that's the biggest difference.
You can't even admit it, huh?
Well, because there were no concussions in the 80s. Did you ever hear about anybody? Like, he can't play. He's got a concussion. Hell, they put you right back out playing.
That's why they're paying veterans billions of dollars right now. They got to start him on the PP, him and Chubb, because if you do that, then you protect them from themselves, you protect the roster spot.
But that means those guys miss four games.
Yeah. And
they don't want to miss four games.
I'm sorry.
I know, but the competitive
I don't have to keep you there all the training camp. If you show me you're ready, I could take you off the last week before we build the 53-man
roster.
That's right. So, but if I don't start you on the PUP, then I can't put you there. So I need to ensure myself by you can still condition and work out.
How's Bradley with you, Bradley Chubb? Is he taking it?
They're great guys. Both of them are great guys. Both of them. I love these defensive ends. Everything about them. I know they're going to work to try to get themselves ready for
the
start of the season.
You're right.
But I need to protect you against yourself. And the Dolphins have admitted this. They forced both to take a week off. They forced both to not train as hard as they have because they will push their bodies past the limit.
I agree.
So you have to protect them against themselves. Now, just because you begin training camp on the PUP doesn't mean you have to end there. We could take a look at this when exhibition season starts And then you've got 3 weeks to see if you could practice. And I'm not going to put you in any games, but we could take a look at it. But the first 3 weeks of training camp, you don't need to be on the field.
Then the other part of this is for them that they don't want to hear is I call it the Nick Needham deal. So Nick came back,
mm-hmm.
but he did not move like the guy.
There you go.
That was one of the best slot covers before he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a while. And by the way, I had a nice conversation with Nick Needham about this. And he's a good guy, and I know his finance guy, and so we were talking about everything. And I said, man, I one of the things I do, I watch movement and how guys move compared to how they were moving and trying to get it back. He said, yeah, man, it's the one thing. I know I'm healthy, but it just takes a while for this thing to come where I'm the guy I was before.
And for their mind to trust that their body could do what it once did.
Right.
And it's a journey.
Those guys have played their whole life, never worried about getting hurt, and now you've been injured, and you don't want that thing to get hurt again.
I don't think that's Jalen Phillips. That doesn't fit him. And Bradley Chubb. Both of those guys have had injury histories.
I think Bradley Chubb's had two ACLs. Yeah. This is second one.
This ain't his first rodeo.
So anyway, it's going to be an interesting one. We're going to have a lot of time. That's just a teaser. That's Omar Kelly with us today. Hollywood's got the day off. Vladdy's in. We got him here. Where did we find Vladdy, by the way, finally at 6 o'clock? You're on the phone.
It must have been that elbow room girl. I'm just saying. Well, hold on. Did you tell us?
Hey, come in here and tell us he picked off an elbow room girl.
I mean, hey.
He went down there and he found a little fan and started talking to her. And
elbow room's a good place, huh, Vlad?
Vlad, he goes any place is good. I'm good. What Vlad he wants
elbow
to say.
It's very good.
What time was it? What time was it?
In the afternoon, bro. 3 o'clock.
Oh, she was a day drinker? Oh, okay.
No. The day after that game. There were a bunch of morning and day drinkers. I'm telling you, that elbow room,
people
man.
People didn't go to work that day, bro.
Yeah, I think a lot of people skipped out. A lot of guys I knew stayed out a lot of the night. Guys that said, man, I haven't done that in a long, long
night
time.
Ended at Tootsie's or 11. Is that what we're doing?
Ran into Craig Minervini, Randy Moeller, all those guys.
Ran into Craig Minervini. I haven't heard that name for a while.
Yeah.
Last time I saw Craig, he had a young girl with him, young, good-looking girl with him.
I mean, why are you judging that man? I'm just saying.
No, I worked with him for a long time.
I know. He's probably in the second phase of life. He's trying, you know. I'm in the second phase of life, Joe.
Hey,
I'm in the third phase of life at this point.
Everybody got to go through another phase of life. Everybody got to. Everybody. You know, I shouldn't say that because a lot of people happily married out there.
Yeah.
Done it once and got to figure it out and go, man, I love my girl now, man. I do. I'm open.
If it ain't right for you, Joe, it ain't nothing wrong with starting over. Just saying. If it ain't right.
By the way, and I'm the first to tell you, a lot of it's been me through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking.
I mean, no matter what, sometimes it is you. Sometimes it is.
Would you admit, even though you've had some failure,
I'm not a victim. I played my part as well.
I don't play that victim thing either, man.
I played my part as well.
I don't do that why me thing. I know why. Come on, why me? I know why, okay? I know why. I know, yeah. The mirror doesn't lie to me. I got one of those new reality mirrors, man. It tells you when you look at it.
Oh,
make some money on that mirror.
You know what? A mirror that lied to you, that'd be good business. You think? You don't think so?
Yeah, that mirror would tell you have a small head.
Listen, man, some people look in the mirror and they're good every day. And I'm going, wow, I wish I had the confidence, even when you F up, that you have. But my mirror, I got a Catholic mirror. And the Catholic mirror, that thing tells the truth.
It's
man.
Full of guilt.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a terrible one. Terrible how. Catholic, now some of Catholic. Well, I always got to bring up the Catholics. All right. Hey, anyway, we do have a lot of stuff going on. We have our championship parade Sunday. I believe it starts at 11 o'clock. We're going to be on the air at 10. Thanks to good folks at Celsius. Going to sponsor a big event out there. We'll be at Bo's Beach. A good buddy's place out there. And
The Bo Wings, man. The Bo Wings. Because you know I'm a wings connoisseur. The Bo Camper Wings, first place.
So I got to tell you, Big Bo has always been. So this goes back. The history of the chicken wing goes back to the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Because I've had a bunch of guys I played with that got in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Denard in Texas has a bunch of places, and they're doing great.
Do we had some?
Bob Brzezinski.
Okay.
Brew. Bruce.
Okay.
He's got chicken wing places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John Offerdahl got into the bagels.
Yes.
He went a little different. We had some guys that actually been real successful. Oh, Bob Baumhauer in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Got chicken wing places all over the place. And, of course, nobody likes their wings more than Kim Bocamper.
Oh, if you can't go to a Bocamper's to get the Bocamper's wings, you're missing out.
Well, listen, a lot of people can get a chance to get out there and get out there. If you're going, I don't know what time Bo's Beach is opening, but get there early. Because that party is and that celebration down A1A is this Sunday, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Big celebration, kind of wrap everything up here this Sunday, and just going to be fun. I've never seen anything down A1A. I've seen charity events down there where they block it off, but not one of our championships here in South Florida. So it's pretty cool. They'll have that coming up, and we'll talk more about that as we go throughout. And hopefully, if you can't be there, you'll be able to listen to the broadcast at Bo's Beach right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM. The big news yesterday, and really no surprise, LeBron James is one of the greatest, if not the greatest player. You know, not to get into that today. That's an old topic, beaten up topic. But he obviously got about every possible record in points and everything else you could have. So LeBron James... You want to talk? Everybody predicted that his son was going to get drafted in the second round by the Lakers, and it happened. So the first ever father-son team in basketball. It's happened a few times in other sports. But Bronny and LeBron will be playing together on the Lakers. Now, he's got a player option contract right now, but they think he's about ready to get a three-year contract for $160 million because he played at a high level at age 39. I understand nobody's got the gene pool of nobody. Nobody got the gene pool. I have some guys close, but when you look at great gene pools of guys that never got hurt, that slid right into their 40s playing at the highest level, LeBron still jumps, runs.
He's at the top spot. I don't – Dion, Bo, that's about
it. T.O. T.O.'s a – physical freak too.
Okay, but yeah, okay, all right. I'll take
but
that.
But I know from what you're talking about, listen, what he does, and look at all the extra years he's played from the playoffs.
Yeah, no.
No, he
LeBron is in a class of his own.
But how good is it to be LeBron James? Your podcast partner is your head coach, and you're playing with your kid.
You mean LeBron GM James?
He said he's not. He said, hey, man, hey, I'm just on the team.
They got commercials right now about this is, there's a Beats headphones commercial about this is the moment I've been waiting for. It just debuted yesterday. It's coincidence, right, Joe?
Yeah.
I read somewhere on the Twitter spaces that his agent, who LeBron does have an agency.
It's the three guys Maverick, he grew up with. Yeah. The guys all grew up together in Akron.
They basically told the rest of the league, hey, if you draft Bronny, he's going to go play in Austria for a year. So don't draft him. And so I don't know if it's true or if it's not, but everybody knew, hey, don't draft Bronny because he's going to go to the Lakers.
I think it's fair to say the only team that was going to draft him is the team that drafted him. I don't think anybody else is going to draft him. That's just my gut feeling. I don't know. The Miami Heat would know a lot more about it. Probably people listening right now, they're going, I guess he had some good workouts. But
barely played. He barely played at USC. Man had a heart condition a year ago.
Can I tell you? I don't know about you, but if I'm running the Lakers, I do the same damn thing.
Absolutely.
Take the second round pick.
It's a second round pick.
Draft Bronny. Put him on the damn at the end of the bench.
Do you remember when the Heat drafted a point guard to try to recruit?
And by the way, you can put him in the G League if you want.
Do you remember that when the Heat drafted a point guard to try to make sure LeBron? Shabazz Napier, yeah. Because LeBron loved him.
He did. That's true. Good call. Good job, Vladdy. You're right. I had no shot at that.
So if
Vladdy's just staying up all night chasing women, how about that?
He's like an encyclopedia. So if the Heat did it, why can't the Lakers do it? They just so happen to be his son.
Hey.
And they say the second one's better.
And I got to tell you something.
Are we going to hold out until we get to the second one?
But I'll tell you who's happy. Mama's happy.
Yeah. You always got to keep mama happy.
And now she's going to watch her son and her husband. That can that right? And the youngest with her at the games, who's got a chance to be a really good player. Hey, we got to go to break here. We want to talk about something we hate talking about with sports. But Omar already hit it this morning, injuries. And, man, we hope all our athletes can stay healthy. But sooner or later, if you play a team sport or individual sport, you're going to get injured. There's just nothing you can do about it. But the good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country. They have put together a group of doctors, team doctors right down to the specialists that take care of different parts of the body, the knee, the shoulder, the foot, the hand, the back, the hip and knee replacement, and even the Achilles. Some of the top specialists, not just one, but a lot of really good doctors they've recruited here to take care of Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. A lot of our sporting events that take place here. They got a great high school program in Dade County as well. I could just go on and on. So many athletes from all over the country come here just to see some of the specialists we have. We're lucky. We got them right here. It is Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. Three great locations that I talk about. And I got to tell you, Baptist Health, known for a lot of different things. They really are. The cardiologist I'm using right now is fantastic. I can't say enough about Dr. Friedman, how fantastic he's been. But when it comes to injuries, man, we're lucky. And we got great facilities down at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility is fantastic. And, of course, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. So those are just a couple of events where all those great doctors are working. So just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Get you seeing the best doctors and get you healthy as quickly as possible. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there here on a Friday. One more time. Omar Kelly in with us today. Vladdy Daddy's with us as well, and a lot of stuff going on.
It's a big weekend, Joe.
Big weekend, big Saturday night. Listen, honestly, it'd be a blast to be able to get a hotel room down there on the beach Saturday night and wake up.
What do you think they're going for?
Oh, the hotel rooms down there?
$350?
I don't know. I'm guessing they're pretty expensive.
I mean, it's already summer. People are vacationing.
Yeah, but
I'm a look.
I'm guessing some of they didn't exactly give discounts for the
no.
It's a big event. Fort Lauderdale's a big part of it, obviously. Fort Lauderdale's going to block it off and keep everything safe and do it. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Our first you said this early and it's true. Our first championship down A1A in Fort Lauderdale. Have not had that. And Bo's Beach, Kim Bocamper's place and his partners over there will kind of where it starts. And that's where we're going to be broadcasting from 10 until 1 o'clock, thanks to the good folks at Celsius.
That's not bad.
We'll be over there.
That's not bad, Joe. I could get a room at the Fairfield Inn on Fort Lauderdale Beach for $170.
Where at?
Fort Lauderdale Beach, Las Olas. Oh, for okay. Downtown Las Olas.
Okay, so there's still...
that's good enough where you want to go to the beach. Do you need to be at the beach?
No, but if you're in that area, you can walk down to the inn or stay right where you are.
Oh, no, this is good. 208. You could go get a hotel room. You could party in a hotel room. Oh, no. Oh, wow. You could definitely do it.
Yeah.
You can make it happen.
Listen, I'm just going to drive over if you don't mind. I'm going to get up early in the morning, and I have a parking pass here. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to get myself a parking pass, and I'm ready to go. So, hey, our first one for the Florida Panthers, and I actually have some family members that did get hotel rooms. We'll be partying down on the beach Saturday night, and then Sunday, of course, it all starts. I believe they start at 11 o'clock. We'll start our broadcast at 10 o'clock in the morning, and while that's going on, we had the draft, two-day draft heat with the first round pick took Khalil Ware, center. Second-round pick, Larson out of Arizona, a guard. And be interesting. I'm really curious on this NBA thing with the Heat. They now have three first-round picks that a lot of people think Khalil Ware will play this year, and we'll see, a seven-footer.
Seven-footer with a three-point shot? You don't think he's going to play?
And can block,
hopefully he can play some defense.
And hopefully he can play, and we do know one thing with Coach. He's playing a lot of young guys playing. Jaime Jaquez coming off a really good year out of UCLA, and he's going to be a big part of it, whether he's starting or coming off the bench this year. And then you've got Tyler and Bam, of course, who were first-round picks. So they got a lot of guys. Jokic, too, in there. We'll also played a lot of basketball with all the injuries last year. So they could have a lot of it's kind of not Riley feeling to it to talk about a lot of first-round picks potentially playing a lot of basketball. How do you feel about Jimmy Butler, by the way? Missed a lot of games last year. That's been the knock. And then he got injured for the playoffs, so he couldn't be playoff Jimmy.
Man, I love
35
Jimmy
years old.
I love the toughness that he brings. You know what Jimmy needs to do? He needs to do what every NFL player is doing right now, which is make a trip to Europe and, you know, go get taken care of and come back with the Fountain of Youth. That's what they're doing now, Joe.
What are you saying? They're going over to get treatments and...
Yeah, treatments and...
The blood stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if it's legal...
It's legal.
They should do it. But I got to tell you, his problem, he looks to me as athletic as... Watching Jimmy run him down the court,
I don't know about that.
But is he going to show up and play more than 62 games or 60 games?
He was pacing himself for the playoffs.
Riley called him out on that, and people do believe he could play more games. And, of course, his agent wasn't happy about that after Pat Riley said that. And he goes, that's not true. And when he was injured, he was injured. And when he had to take personal days, it was for a reason. And the thing that was a bad look, and I'm not saying you're out at the tennis tournament and you can't play in a game. Is, you know, he said he was sick and food poisoning and that type of stuff, even though, listen, it could happen. And then you get injured, so you can't be playoff Jimmy, and you get kicked around pretty good by the Celtics, who ended up kicking everybody around in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see Jimmy. Now Jimmy comes out and says, hey, forget the extension. No, forget it. So Jimmy's got a year left on the contract, and then he's got a player's option for a lot of money. But they're saying he wants a 2 or 3 year. I'm not big on giving 35, 36-year-old guys a three-year extension for a lot of money, unless you're LeBron James.
Look at the history of the organization.
Now LeBron, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
We basically threw D-Wade out the house and sent him into the arms of another. He came back, but because we didn't want to pay an old player. Did we not?
Yeah, but...
Best player in franchise history, that's how we treat
far,
him?
By far the best as far as the guy you drafted here, yes. Yeah, he's one of the greatest players of all
time. We did it the hard way before him. We're not going to take care of old people. That's not what we're going to do. That's, as an organization, history says we're not paying old people, right?
Do you realize Dwayne Wade was never the highest paid player on the Heat? I didn't know that till he was upset and he left because of that, when they gave the big center, the lazy guy that jogged up and down the court, the big contract. What happened to him?
Hassan Whiteside?
Thanks.
This is what we've done as an organization. We're not going to pay you in your retirement.
Whatever they're doing.
It works.
It works.
And I will never criticize Pat Riley. If they said to Jimmy Butler, we're not getting paid, and Jimmy said, hey, I want to go somewhere else, I would not fault the organization. But fortunately, Jimmy Butler's apparently said that I'm committed here, I'm staying.
Jimmy Butler wants to stay here.
I know, but, you know.
Jimmy Butler's...
You got to make it look like you want to go.
Jimmy Butler, I know he's doing the L.A. thing. He's been hanging out there a lot and all that
Once this lifestyle gets in your bloodstream, Joe, it's hard to get it out.
I do agree. You see everybody down here.
Yeah, it's easy for me to identify when you're a fit for South Florida because you live in the life. But if you've been here for a while and you're not living the life, then okay, it's not a fit for you. And a lot of people leave. But Jimmy, come on, this is in his bloodstream already. I mean, Jimmy's probably in Little Havana playing dominoes.
He's been in L.A. a lot.
Yeah, I mean, LA's
he's
nice.
He's been out there and
LA's
he did
nice
the little
vacation. He's kind of got
he
LA
did the
home.
Little teaser about looking good in certain colors. And I'm like, okay, Jimmy, but I don't think the game stuff worked with Pat Riley. Like, okay, whatever you want, and the stuff comes out.
Pat knows.
And I think there's a lot of respect for Pat Riley because he's done it all.
Jimmy just needs a running partner other than Bam. But giving Jimmy the money, is that going to help you get the running partner? I think Jimmy's thinking bigger picture.
Well, Father Time is going to be a champion, and he's going to be 35 before this season starts.
Yeah.
And
he just needs that Fountain of Youth, Joe. That's all it is.
I'm just curious, do they just basically come back with the same guys?
They weren't
healthy
last year.
And develop their draft guys
and
play
center.
Some of these guys.
And I think they'll probably do that for half a season and then package all of them together for something. And
can't be sitting here, though, fighting for a 7th spot and an 8th spot and
why,
9th
why
spot
not?
And a 6th, 7th.
Why not? If you had a healthy Jimmy, you might have beat Boston.
Yeah, but Jimmy doesn't seem to care. Like, look, he can say whatever he wants. He doesn't seem to care about the regular season. He just does. Certain nights he does. Don't get me wrong. Like, hey, we got to start playing better, and Jimmy leads the charge. And then Jimmy kind of disappears.
I mean, nope. He's been disappearing pretty much the majority of his tenure here, and then he'll show up on big.
Well, the national guys called him out for playing in like 10 games a year. They did a breakdown, like 10 games a year he plays, but does he really play like 12 shots, make 7?
I mean, but he's also distributing and he's doing other things. I mean, I don't want to criticize Jimmy because Jimmy shows up. Jimmy shows up. Jimmy's part of the Heat culture. Yes, did he take his foot off the gas this year? Yes, he did. But
listen, Jimmy's name, I'm not taking shots at him. Well, not really. Jimmy's going to be—he's going to be up there with the rest of those guys. His jersey's going to be up there.
Yeah, and I think he's going to figure out a way to find that Fountain of Youth.
He's a different dude now. He's a little different. Different style guy. When the rest of those guys are going up their hotel room, he's jumping in a car and hanging with his guys. I mean, he Mister in the middle of the team all the time. I mean, he's team when we're practicing and team when we get together to eat as a team.
Hey, this ain't the NFL. You
no,
don't,
I
you don't,
know.
You don't
times have changed.
You don't meet for 8 hours a day. In the NBA, you work for two and you chill for the rest.
Times have changed. I get it. Times have changed. We treat certain guys differently.
I don't
differently.
Even know how the NFL gets away with it.
What's that? You went out on me.
I said, I don't know how the NFL gets away with it in terms of having guys in a building for 9 hours a day, all week. Like what sport does that? Other than the NFL.
You're talking about for camp?
No, for the regular season.
They're not there that long.
Yeah,
they're talking about
they're there from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No way.
Yes, they are.
No way.
Absolutely. No question.
No way. Then I got to tell you, our hours, we be in there at 9 and we be out by 3. I'm just telling you, we got our practice in the regular season.
No, that's yesterday's NFL. You got to go over watch practice too.
We did that before he left. Came back, watched it, and left.
So you from 9 to 4?
Yeah, but there's no 9-hour day. Now, you just threw that out there, and I had to call you out. There's no way those guys are in there
7-hour day. 7-hour day.
No way guys are sitting around 9 hours a day.
7-hour day.
What do you think the comprehension level to keep those guys around 9 hours? No, I hear this. Like,
yeah, 12%.
Okay, coach, we've done this. We've seen I'm spacing off. Like, okay, yeah. Get home. We'll see. I mean, they keep it a short, cut back on practice, cut back on this, cut back on that. Get treatment, though, will you? I mean, you need to get treatment and all the ice tub and the cold tub and the hot tub and the tub.
I ain't saying you working all 7 hours, but in a building 7 hours, Joe?
Oh, my God, we're late. I didn't realize we're 8:01. Where you been, Vladdy? Why don't you jump in my ear? Joe, you messed up the format. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there here on a Friday. One more time. Omar Kelly in with us today. Vladdy Daddy's with us as well, and a lot of stuff going on.
It's a big weekend, Joe.
Big weekend, big Saturday night. Listen, honestly, it'd be a blast to be able to get a hotel room down there on the beach Saturday night and wake up.
What do you think they're going for?
Oh, the hotel rooms down there?
$350?
I don't know. I'm guessing they're pretty expensive.
I mean, it's already summer. People are vacationing.
Yeah, but
I'm a look.
I'm guessing some of those they didn't exactly give discounts for the
No.
It's a big event. Fort Lauderdale's a big part of it, obviously. Fort Lauderdale's going to block it off and keep everything safe and do it. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. Our first, you said this early, and it's true, our first championship down A1A in Fort Lauderdale. Have not had that. And Bo's Beach, Kim Bocamper's place and his partners over there will kind of where it starts. And that's where we're going to be broadcasting from 10 until 1 o'clock, thanks to the good folks at Celsius.
That's not bad.
We'll be over there.
That's not bad, Joe. I could get a room at the Fairfield Inn on Fort Lauderdale Beach for $170.
Where at?
Fort Lauderdale Beach, Las Olas. Oh, for downtown Las Olas.
Okay, so there's still...
Because that's good enough for you want to go to the beach. Do you need to be at the beach?
No, but if you're in that area, you can walk down to the inn or stay right where you are.
Oh, no. This is good. 208. You could go get a hotel room. You can party in a hotel room. Oh, no. Oh, wow. You could definitely do it.
Yeah.
You can make it happen.
Listen, I'm just going to drive over if you don't mind. I'm going to get up early in the morning, and I have a parking pass here. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to get myself a parking pass, and I'm ready to go. So, hey, our first one. First one for the Florida Panthers, and I actually have some family members that did get hotel rooms. We'll be partying down on the beach Saturday night, and then Sunday, of course, it all starts. I believe they start at 11 o'clock. We'll start our broadcast at 10 o'clock in the morning, and while that's going on, we had the draft, two-day draft heat with the first round pick took Khalil Ware, center. Second round pick, Larson out of Arizona, a guard, and be interesting. I'm really curious on this NBA thing with the Heat. They now have three first round picks that a lot of people think Khalil Ware will play this year, and we'll see. A seven footer
with 3-point shot. You don't think he's going to play?
And can block.
Hopefully,
yeah.
He can play some defense.
And hopefully, he can play. And we do know one thing with Coach. He's playing. A lot of young guys playing. Jaime Jaquez coming off a really good year out of UCLA, and he's going to be a big part of it, whether he's starting or coming off the bench this year. And then you've got Tyler and Bam, of course, who were first-round picks. So they got a lot of guys. Jokic, too, in there. We'll also played a lot of basketball with all the injuries last year. So they could have a lot of it's kind of not Riley feeling to it to talk about a lot of first-round picks potentially playing a lot of basketball. How do you feel about Jimmy Butler, by the way? Missed a lot of games last year. That's been the knock. And then he got injured for the playoffs, so he couldn't be playoff Jimmy.
Man, I love
35
Jimmy Butler.
Years old.
I love the toughness that he brings. You know what Jimmy needs to do? He needs to do what every NFL player is doing right now, which is make a trip to Europe. And, you know, go get taken care of and come back with the Fountain of Youth. That's what they're doing now, Joe.
What are you saying? They're going over to get treatments and...
Yeah, treatments and...
The blood spinning.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if it's legal...
It's legal.
They should do it. But I got to tell you, his problem, he looks to me as athletic as watching Jimmy run him down the court.
I don't know about that.
But is he going to show up and play more than 62 games or 60 games?
He was pacing himself for the playoffs.
Riley called him out on that, and people do believe he could play more games. And, of course, his agent wasn't happy about that after Pat Riley said that. And he goes, that's not true. And when he was injured, he was injured. And when he had to take personal days, it was for a reason. And the thing that was a bad look, and I'm not saying you're out at the tennis tournament and you can't play in a game. Is, you know, he said he was sick and food poisoning and that type of stuff, even though, listen, it could happen. And then you get injured, so you can't be playoff Jimmy, and you get kicked around pretty good by the Celtics, who ended up kicking everybody around in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see Jimmy. Now Jimmy comes out and says, hey, forget the extension. No, forget it. So Jimmy's got a year left on the contract, and then he's got a player's option for mm-hmm. a lot of money. But they're saying he wants a 2 or 3 year. I'm not big on giving 35, 36-year-old guys a three-year extension for a lot of money unless
neither,
you're LeBron James.
The Heat. Look at the history of the organization.
Now LeBron, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
We basically threw D-Wade out the house and sent him into the arms of another. He came back, but because we didn't want to pay an old player. Did we not?
Yeah, but
best player in franchise history. That's how we
by
treat
far,
him?
By far the best as far as the guy you drafted here. Yes, yeah, he's one of the greatest.
We did
of
it
all
the hard
time.
Way before him. We didn't. We're not going to take care of old people. That's not what we're going to do. That's as an organization. History says we're not paying old people, right?
Do you realize Dwayne Wade was never the highest paid player on the Heat? I didn't know that till he was upset and he left because of that when they gave the big center, the lazy guy that jogged up and down the court, the big contract. What happened to him?
Hassan Whiteside?
Thanks.
This is what we've done as an organization. We're not going to pay you in your retirement.
Whatever they're doing.
It works.
It works.
It works. And I will never criticize Pat Riley. What if they said to Jimmy Butler, we're not getting paid, and Jimmy said, hey, I want to go somewhere else, I would not fault the organization. But fortunately, Jimmy Butler's apparently said that I'm committed here. I'm staying
Jimmy Butler wants to stay here.
I know, but... You know,
Jimmy Butler's.
You got to make it look like you want to go.
Jimmy Butler. I know he's doing the L.A. thing. He's been hanging out there a lot and all that stuff.
Once this lifestyle gets in your bloodstream, Joe, it's hard to get it out.
I do agree. You see everybody down here.
Yeah, it's easy for me to identify when you're a fit for South Florida because you live in the life. But if you've been here for a while and you're not living the life, then okay, it's not a fit for you. And a lot of people leave. But Jimmy, come on, this is in his bloodstream already. I mean, Jimmy's probably in Little Havana playing dominoes.
He's been in L.A. a lot.
Yeah, I mean, L.A.
He's
nice.
He's been out there and
LA's
he did
nice
the little
vacation. He's kind of got
he
LA
did the
home.
Little teaser about looking good in certain colors. And I'm like, okay, Jimmy, but I don't think the game stuff worked with Pat Riley. Like, okay, whatever you want, and the stuff comes out.
Pat knows.
And I think there's a lot of respect for Pat Riley because he's done it all.
Jimmy just needs a running partner, other than Bam. But giving Jimmy the money, is that going to help you get the running partner? I think Jimmy's thinking bigger picture.
Well, Father Time is going to be a champion, and he's going to be 35 before the season starts.
Yeah.
And
he just needs that fountain of youth, Joe. That's all it is.
I'm just curious, do they just basically come back with the same guys?
They weren't healthy last year.
And develop their draft guys
and
play
center.
Some of these guys.
And I think they'll probably do that for half a season and then package all of them together for something. And
we can't be sitting here, though, fighting for a 7th spot and an 8th spot and
why,
ninth
why
spot
not?
And a 6th, 7th.
Why
because
not? If
you
had a
be...
healthy Jimmy, you might have beat Boston.
Yeah, but Jimmy doesn't seem to care. Like, look, he can say whatever he wants. He doesn't seem to care about the regular season. He just does. Certain nights he does. Don't get me wrong. Like, hey, we got to start playing better, and Jimmy leads the charge. And then Jimmy kind of disappears.
I mean, nope. He's been disappearing pretty much the majority of his tenure here, and then he'll show up on big.
Well, the national guys called him out for playing in like 10 games a year. They did a breakdown, like 10 games a year he plays, but does he really play like 12 shots, make 7?
I mean, but he's also distributing and he's doing other things. I mean, I don't want to criticize Jimmy because Jimmy shows up. Jimmy shows up. Jimmy's part of the Heat culture. Yes, did he take his foot off the gas this year? Yes, he did. But
listen, Jimmy's name, I'm not taking shots at him. Well, not really. Jimmy's going to be—he's going to be up there with the rest of those guys. His jersey's going to be up there.
Yeah, and I think he's going to figure out a way to find that fountain of youth.
He's a different dude now. He's a little different. Different style guy. When the rest of those guys are going up their hotel room, he's jumping in a car and hanging with his guys. I mean, he Mister in the middle of the team all the time. I mean, he's team when we're practicing and. Team when we get together to eat as a team.
Hey, this ain't the NFL. You
no,
don't,
I know.
You
times have changed.
You don't meet for 8 hours a day. In the NBA, you work for two and you chill for the rest.
Times have changed. I get it. Times have changed. We treat certain guys differently.
I don't
differently.
Even know how the NFL gets away with it.
What's that? You went out on me.
I said, I don't know how the NFL gets away with it in terms of having guys in a building for 9 hours a day, all week. Like what sport does that? Other than the NFL.
You're talking about for camp?
No, for the regular season.
They're not there that long.
Yeah,
they're talking about
They're
that.
There from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No way.
Yes, they are.
No way.
Absolutely. No question.
No way. Then I got to tell you, our hours, we'd be in there at 9 and we'd be out by 3. I'm just telling you, we got our practice regular season.
No, that's yesterday's NFL. You got to go over watch practice too.
We did that before we left. Came back, watched it, and left.
So you from 9 to 4?
Yeah, but there's no 9-hour day. Now you just threw that out there, and I had to call you out. There's no way.
All right, there's 7-hour day. 7-hour day.
No way, guys are sitting around 9 hours.
7-hour day.
What do you think the comprehension level to keep those guys around 9 hours? No, I hear this. Like,
yeah, 12%.
Okay, coach, we've done this. We've seen I'm spacing off. Like, okay, yeah. Get home. We'll see. I mean, they keep it a short, cut back on practice, cut back on this, cut back on that. Get treatment, though, will you? I mean, you need to get treatment and all the ice tub and the cold tub and the hot tub and the tub.
I would say you working all 7 hours, but – in a building 7 hours, Joe?
Oh, my God, we're late. I didn't realize we're 8:01. Where you been, Vladdy? Why don't you jump in my ear? Joe, you messed up the format. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.